This episode is brought to you by RolePlayingTips.com, home of Role Playing Tips Weekly, a fantastic email newsletter that helps you improve your game mastering skills. Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashiram, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
Okay, you go stand back by the hole.
It's right next to the hole.
Oh, okay. Pull the lever. Yes, I pulled the lever.
You hear a rumbling sound as it clicks. And you hear rumbling, and you're like, uh-oh, that can't be good.
Yep, that's not good.
We pull the lever.
And you see
the
opening starts to increase and slowly grows up.
Oh, lovely.
And it's high enough for you to fit through.
Fantastic!
Oh, look at that.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. I knew exactly what it did.
And it's
just a room about 15 feet wide
by 20 feet deep. And there's no doorways out of it except for the one you just came through.
Oh, well then. Oh, gotta go.
Well, this is a boring room. Let's go check another one.
Check my text message.
I thought you were going to say your testicles. And
Oh, no, they're fine. I check them all the time. I'm confident of their location. Grown rather attached to them, you know.
Over the years.
Okay, so if there's nothing in this room, should we leave?
There's nothing you guys can see in this room.
Well, let's investigate the room a little bit further.
Okay. Does this room have water in it? What's this? Oh, wait, no, I wouldn't do that because...
Natural 20?
Yes. Giving me a 20.
I rolled a 5.
Roll a search check.
Which gives me a 6. What do I have to search? I'll just guard the door. 4.
Natural 1. You got toes!
I know, before I was going to say, oh, look, what's that? Oh, it's my feet.
I found something!
Him on the other hand, he's like, huh? There. Like the whole movie thing.
When did he get smart?
I can smell these things sometimes.
What is it? Women's clothing?
No. No, that's that way.
No, there's actually a hidden pressure plate in the floor.
Oh.
The tiles on the floor.
Stand back. There's a pressure plate over here.
Draw my
rapier and use it to press down the pressure plate.
It's actually like a spring or something underneath the piece on the floor that's actually concealed. That's
stand back.
That you push on,
I could be dangerous.
Okay. So you push it?
I use the rapier to push the lever to push it down.
You hear a clicking sound?
Please don't let that close the door.
That would very believe there's something bad. You know this.
You hear a clicking sound, and then the wall in the back of the room pushes forward. And then drops down.
Lovely.
And the rune expands far beyond where you can see. So more than 120 feet down.
Into a dragon's lair. Ah, crap.
You have dragons on the brain.
And inside you see... Where's that white dragon? No.
Well, I got a white dragon. I got a black dragon. I got a green one.
Yeah, there'd be a green worm in there if there was any kind of dragon in this cave. But this cave has no opening that's large enough for a dragon to get in.
I can tell you I can't see the end of the room. Right, torch.
Well, let's go investigate.
You guys proceed down
the
way.
Can you see anything with your wiggly eyes?
Not yet.
All right.
You guys proceed to progress.
I'm sure you'll pipe in if you see something.
You can see the other end of the room after walking about 80 feet, and you can see, actually, a door.
The room ends! There's a door! Good, a door. Is there any writing on the door?
No, it's a wooden door.
Let's open it.
So it's not like a cave entrance or anything.
I'm going to listen at the door. What is it? Oh, come on, be brave. I'll just go in.
Don't hear anything on the other side.
Bah, I hear nothing, and I open the door.
You open the door?
Yes.
Okay, twist the knob.
Because I rolled a one.
A little pin comes out and sticks you in the hand.
Oh, I'm glad
I need you to make a fortitude check.
My die would stay on the table. 23.
Yeah, you're fine. It's like, ow, there's a little bit of a burning sensation on your hand, and then the pain goes away.
Little bastards. Open the door.
Open the door. On the other side, there's a hallway. And down the hallway, you can see torches lining the hallway. About 80 feet down, you see two goblins. And they're
yeah, the little buggers.
They look at you guys. And you don't say something. And then they both turn and chuck down the hallway.
Oh, crap. Oh. Towards us?
No, away from you guys.
Oh, in hot pursuit.
Why are they running away from us?
Three adventurers, three human adventurers, two goblins. Yeah, the numbers are not in their favor. Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Can we... After them! Can we pull out our range weapons while we're running? Okay.
Yeah, if you guys have range weapons, you guys can try to take a shot before they get out of range.
I will.
They're only about 70 feet away. They're in short range.
No. I hurl a dagger and miss.
I got 12. What do we have to get?
You rolled a 12?
I rolled a 10 and I have a 2.
Okay. You missed. They're agile enough that...
Can we roll again?
No. They're out of your range. Because they go around a corner. You get one shot and the arrow hits the wall. Just
Sorry,
barely
what
misses
What bonus do I get with the ranged weapon?
Dex.
It's dex, right?
Yeah.
Your base attack plus your dex.
Seven. Yeah. 8.
Wait, what?
You hit.
Bonus system.
I hit?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, crossbow does d8.
But your arrow just barely misses. It hits the wall and bounces off.
Okay.
Because it's stone wall and he goes around the corner.
That's seven.
Seven? You shoot in the back, he goes, and falls down. It's like crawling, trying to crawl around the corner. With one arm, the other arm's
like, screw you!
Yeah, the other goblin just leaves and he's like, you're on your own, dude.
Do they speak common?
No.
Goblins?
Okay. They speak goblin.
So we can't grab him and ask him
where the treasure is?
Yeah.
He probably has no idea what the hell you're talking about. He'd be like, what? What treasure? We live here. This is our home. You're invading it, bastards.
Oh, silly goblin. You don't have homes.
No, he's pulling himself. You know, bleeding all over the ground. You pinned him through his chest and pinned his arm to his chest with the
He'll
arrow.
Die if we just leave him, so. Oh. That's so evil.
That's
you're
brutal.
Not evil.
Goblins are evil.
Goblins are evil.
They're evil.
That's a bit brutal. We can at least
put him out of
throat.
His misery.
Yeah. All right, I'll chop his head off as I run by him.
End its suffering. Step.
You go around the corner and you see 10 goblins. And they all have spears. Like, argh.
Oh,
I believe it's for you. Come back around the corner.
Initiative.
I believe.
Bring it on.
Well, for initiative. You believe it's for her?
No. 17.
Okay.
Oh dear. Not so on this time, are you?
Well, you guys are just speedy. I'm standing there going, bring it, and you guys are just running around me.
You got a 17?
Yes.
Becca, what'd you get?
6.
Wow.
22.
Jesus.
Slow.
Oh.
I'm not as slow as the goblins. I rolled a 2.
Oh, good.
I was going a 4.
I'll get a hit.
We're
on
totally
going
to get skewered. It's going to be amusing.
All right. So start off with even. There's 10 goblins there. Arr! As you
maybe
come around the corner, they're right there.
You know, yell at them, they'll run away.
I came prepared. I lob my alchemist's fire.
Oh, my God.
I have one thing of alchemist's fire.
Oh, those poor goblins. He's gonna catch them all on fire.
Oh, this will be fun.
It's like
he goes, fuck!
It's essentially like
it's like a napalm. What's the radius on that? 15 feet?
No, it's you'd have to look in the PHB. I don't have one.
Yeah, right here. Where's it located?
And I attack the square it's in, and we'll hit the square.
What?
If I remember right, with Alchemist Fire and Third Ed, is you attack the square that they are in.
As a splash weapon, treat this range as a ranged touch attack with a range increment of 10 feet. Every creature within 5 feet of the point of the attack takes 1 point of fire damage from the splash. On the following round, the direct hit, the target takes an additional d6 points of damage.
So that would be, my ranged touch attack is a mighty 18.
Yeah, that hits. So... So let's see, 5 feet around, 4 squares would be. Yeah, 4 of the goblins take an extra point of damage. Like, fire catches them on. They're like, trying to put themselves out. But one, unfortunately, in the middle of the square, goes up in a conflagration. And it's Goblin all flambé. He's sitting there going, doing the whole, you know, scary fire dance, the whole...
I laugh at them hysterically.
Goblins are a bit unnerved by that. How much damage did you do with the Alchemist Fire?
It's what, a d6?
D6.
3.
Yeah, he's... He's not dead, but God, is it hurting him. That was Ethan on 22. 17, your turn. While laughing.
Good idea.
Huh?
Horrifyingly. Idea. What do you do? Stab one?
Yeah.
Roll.
Stabby.
Oh. Roll the hit.
Wait, is she stabbing or is she slashing?
Slash. She is a slashing weapon.
Do I? Okay, so then add I add two to that.
Yep.
It's a long sword. It's slashing or stabbing.
Yeah. So you managed to hit. Roll damage.
This one?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Nice.
And then plus two?
Yep. 7 points. Mm-hmm. You hit one and it goes down. It's like, ah! she does the whole, she does the doctor.
You just killed you just killed an innocent goblin in the prime of its life.
I don't care. It was evil.
Neither do I, really. I'm just making it
funny. Okay.
Becca,
it looked at me funny.
Well, I thought his idea was so great, and if there are still goblins on fire, I'm going to pull out one of my flasks of oil and throw it.
Right in range, touch attack.
What is that? Just plus dex?
Yeah.
19.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit! You throw it,
plus
it
your base
sprays,
attack. Yeah, base attack
sprays over like four different squares.
Oh my god! What's with you guys and your fire?
Throw it, and as
I was
lightening
my load.
As it flies through the air, you can see the Alchemist Fire catch it, and it arcs and covers like four more goblins with fire. Roll a d6 for the damage.
Oh my god.
They're like,
I have a d6 out here. I'm going to grab one.
They're like, what the hell is wrong with you people and your fire? Jesus Christ!
We can see the whole,
Use Gamer's Haven die. Did I ever give you a Gamer's Haven die?
What?
You didn't get a Gamer's Haven die, did you?
Haven die?
You have Gamer's,
Gamer's Haven die. It's got our website on it. Look on the site.
You have Gamer's Haven die.
So, that's four more of them take 3 points of damage.
That is a d6 of your very own.
Okay, so now
you'll
I
have your own
have four of those.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. There's the one that took 3 points of damage from the Alchemist Fire, there's four more that took 1 point of damage from the Alchemist Fire, and then four more that took...
Three
points of damage, so, God. They're all wounded except for one, and he's in the back going, fuck this shit!
Who the hell are these crazy bastards?
So one of them books. He just turns around and runs. The other ones are desperately trying to put themselves out, which takes up their whole freaking turn. Like, oh, Jesus! Oh, God! It burns! Oh, the one that you caught on with the Alchemist Fire is like rolling around on the ground doing the butt, the butt scoot that dogs do. Oh, God! So that's the end of their turn. Go back up to the top. 22, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a crit.
Okay.
Assuming a 24 will hit one of them.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. Well, that's a one. Oh, Jesus.
13 points of damage.
Yeah, you're like... Right through the eye socket. But, yeah. 7 left. Your turn.
How many do we have left here?
7.
Until 11, 13? I don't hit, do I?
No, that's going to miss.
Okay.
Just barely.
Even though they're distracted?
They lose their dex bonus, but they still have their armor bonus, which is studded leather, so they... Defenders always win ties, so unfortunately you rolled what you needed for their armor class, but because they're defending, they win.
Okay.
If you'd rolled one higher, you would have hit them. Okay.
My turn. I got a crit threat again. Are we just assuming we crit on 19s?
If plus your bonus hits, which would be plus what? Plus 3?
Yeah. No, plus 5.
5. Yeah, 19 would be 24. Yeah, that hits. That's a crit.
And it's double damage, right?
Yes. And double your strength modifier,
too.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
I thought that was only one.
No.
11 plus 6.
It's way dead.
Yeah, you're like...
17.
It's like out of the bad Conan the Destroyer movie. The head goes... in slow motion.
Well, you guys are on your game tonight of slaying creatures.
Yeah. They're evil.
Yeah. Now it's their turn. They've actually managed to put out the fire. There's 5 of them left now, and they don't look very happy. They perceive 3 gang up on you and 3 gang up on you.
Out of 5?
Out of 6.
You said 5.
There's 5. Okay, 2 gang up on,
no, yeah,
2 gang
I
up on you.
There should be about 6 of them left.
Well, one of them
No,
because
you died.
Right.
You killed
well,
one.
Well, there were 10 of them, right? One ran away, so that's 9.
One was killed the first round.
So there should be...
I killed one.
She killed one.
Oh, okay.
So there's 9. And then...
One ran away.
That's 8. You killed one. That's 6.
Okay. What about the one that was on fire for 2 rounds? Did that one die?
No, they put themselves out on their turn last time.
They're wounded. Even
the... Yeah, they're wounded.
They're all the all ones that are left are wounded.
Wounded, yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah. So there's 3 on you, 3 on you.
2.
There's 6 left. What's your armor class, Ethan?
16.
That one actually is going to crit.
Nice!
That one will miss you, though. And 16? Yeah, that'll miss, too. The defender wins ties. So with their wonderful D3 damage with their little spears...
You laugh at the damage they do you.
No.
You take 6 points of damage.
I don't laugh at that.
Yeah, that's painful.
Ow!
Yeah. On to Becca. What's your armor class?
17. We are only for ourselves.
17.
Ah!
That one won't hit. That one will hit.
Cheeky.
That one will all hit.
17? You're kidding me.
I rolled 2 16s and an 18. I rolled a natural 20 on Ethan.
We're going to need another 10.
1, 2, 3. 5 points of damage.
That's all. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at this. The one goblin that hit me. Look, I'm pointing at my shirt because it's stained with blood. Look. Ruined!
Oh
top
my god.
Top of the game.
Ruined! Apparently I'm so horribly distraught by my shirt being ruined.
Fire
I'm
again.
Ruined!
Oh, your attack. He missed. He's like screaming about his shirt.
Well, we're down one man.
This was the fire itself!
17.
17?
Who are you attacking? One on him or one on me?
Which one are you attacking?
Oh. One on... Well, I guess one on him since okay. he...
Yeah.
Obviously.
Like, he misses and you're just like...
He's paying too much attention to his...
To his damaged shirt.
What do I add to this?
Put it in strength.
Don't try me. We're routine my bill.
He's like... You're like... Ruined! Missed you like pointing at and she just goes... And kills it.
Well, he won't be hitting you again. My turn. How many do I have?
Huh? There's 3 on you and they all hit you, which sucked.
Which pisses me off. And distracts me.
18 still hits. Roll damage.
8 plus 3, 11.
Yeah, you slaughter one. You're like, oh, smash!
On your bed!
Yeah, so there's 4 left. One of them looks at you and goes, says something, and then attempts to stab you with a spear. What's your armor class?
16.
Oh my god, he hits.
These are pretty powerful goblins here.
And you know what? I'm going to change dice. He goes to stab you with a spear for a whole whopping 2 points of damage.
Yeah, what do I do?
Just mark over here.
Like minus 6 2 or
minus 2.
Like
that's where you keep track of your hit points.
Minus 2?
Yeah.
I usually put the minus and then I put equals whatever
roll this
I have
one.
Yeah, so that's a d10.
8. Huh? And subtract.
The other one attempts to attack you. Damn, what the fuck? That one hits.
Ow! Again! Ow!
Maybe if you weren't...
He does 2 points of damage. Maybe if you weren't preening over your shirt, you would...
The finest silk!
Not anymore. Now it's trashed. swings at you, misses. And misses.
Woohoo!
So,
they're afraid of me now.
Okay.
Now you're really mad, so you gotta apparently
19.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. We should have marked your natural 20s, everyone who rolls them. You rolled 1, Ethan's rolled like 4.
I've rolled 2.
No, 2 in combat. All natural 20s. Including your skill checks.
I've only rolled
2. What's a natural 20?
I didn't roll any other natural 20s.
You rolled 20 on your dice.
But you rolled 1 on your search check.
Where do you put it?
And you rolled 2 in combat.
Just write it down.
Okay, so that's 3. You're right.
I usually just write it up here. Yeah. Are we keeping track
of... you've had one.
Are we keeping track of one side? Right.
Yes.
The one that poked me takes 14 points of damage.
Yeah. He's dead.
Keep track
dead.
Of your one as well.
You haven't rolled a one yet.
Yes, she did.
Did she? Oh, yeah, you did.
You rolled
one.
Check.
One. So keep track of that, too.
One.
And with the rest of my turn, if I can, I will down one of my potions.
Okay. Combat is a standard action, right? Not
yes.
a full action.
Okay. And that's D8 plus 3.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
I have 2 in front of me.
Yes.
So.
And back up the foot.
Woo! Do I hit
oh,
one of
actually,
guys?
Rachel needs to attack too.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we skipped your sister.
It's okay. Oh. Okay.
You flail. It stabbed you. It hurt. You know, you're.
The fire distracted me too. All this fire.
It's all the smoke, yeah.
The one on you attempts to stab you again. He's like. Arr! Yeah, let me know. I was like, oh! He's like, nash! Stabs like the wall, breaks the tip off the spear, and the tip flies back and hits him in the arm. He's like, ah!
I laugh at him.
Stupid goblin.
The one attempts to attack you, Ethan?
They were not known for their brains.
Okay. He manages to poke you. Jesus Christ!
Ow!
5 points of damage.
Back down! Can't do math.
You made me really angry.
One hits. Other one misses. You take 2 points of damage. Back to the top!
Still have more hit points.
18 to hit that one.
Yeah, you hit.
He takes 10 points of damage.
He dies.
You bugger!
Sorry.
That's okay.
Kick your foot there. Okay, Rachel. The one on you. He's still standing.
Oh,
that's 20. A natural 20.
Ooh, mark it.
He's not standing anymore.
Splatter.
Roll your damage. I want to see how bad
do,
this is.
What is it? Longsword's 2d8 plus 4 now. So you double everything.
So roll it.
So roll 2.
Roll the die twice.
Roll 2 of them?
Yep. Because everything's doubled.
So 5 plus 4 is 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage. Yeah, you're just like... You do like a spinning move and cut him off with the legs and he falls over and then you stab him in the chest as he lays on the ground.
Okay. Show off. You only had one to deal with over there.
Becca. 17?
Yeah, 17.
17 hits.
I keep forgetting I have 5. 9 points of damage.
It dies. There's one left and he looks at you guys and goes... Turns around and starts to run.
Don't let him get away! Wait, Bo. I hit him. 19.
That's
17.
That's a crit.
I'm too busy cleaning over my shirt.
No, I didn't roll a 19. I got it.
Okay. Okay, both you and your sister hit. Roll damage.
10 points. Wow.
Yeah.
You killed him.
Yeah, but your agility's higher. You attack first.
Do I add to this?
Yeah.
Okay. 9.
Yeah, you guys both pretty much stab. She stabs him first. He's like, and then you stab him. He's like, falls forward. So there's...
He was
nine wonderful goblin corpses on the floor in here, and then there's one goblin corpse in the hallway with no head, considering we have the overzealous paladin.
All right, we should search them. Maybe there's some maps on them or something. Okay.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Go ahead and roll your search checks. These bodies stink.
We're going to search in a hurry.
It'll be a 10.
I got a 17. 14.
Okay. You managed to find 20 silver.
Okay.
Rooting through the bodies. And you manage to find a couple of small gems. And you find another small box.
Where do we put this?
20 silver. You go on the bottom of the sheet, see where it says money. Oh, it doesn't say money on the activist.
Oh.
You found 20 silver.
I'm sorry, were the gems that we found earlier worth gold or silver?
Gold.
Gold. Should I have here what I have left of my money?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, what did you say? I found a box and what else?
You found a box and like 15 silver.
30.
And 40, there was a couple gems.
50.
Gems.
Yeah. 60. All
right, you who knows gems, what are these?
Hold on. 80, 90. How much should I spend? I'm so confused. I don't know. I thought I only had 100, but...
You only have 100.
92, 95, 96, 97. I spent 97 and then I bought... Oh, wait. 98.
Uh-huh.
And then I bought stuff with copper.
Yeah, don't ignore the copper. Don't worry about it. So yeah, you have 2 gold left. And 20 silver, which is another 2 gold.
Okay, so I'm seeing what...
Be sure to write down that you have a black onyx underneath your equipment. Because remember you found that you got that stone?
Oh.
Yeah, that's worth 50 gold. So right black
and
onyx.
I put, how do you spell it?
Onyx?
O-N-Y-X.
O-N-Y-X.
And I put in parentheses how much it was worth.
Okay. Wait, mine was worth 50.
50, yeah.
Okay, I'm doing the cert or a...
She's doing a phrase, because she found a couple gems.
Phrase. 2. 4.
Yeah, these things are worth nothing.
You want one?
Sure.
So I only found two?
Yeah, you only found two.
Okay. I'll give one to her and one to me. I'll just write.
Yeah, they're like, you might be able to get a couple copper out of it.
Okay, now, do you want to open this box since you seem to open the other one so well? We have a box too.
Same check.
Yeah.
That'd be another 19.
Yeah. You're just like, inside is a little vial.
Ink!
No, it's got liquid in it. It's clear.
Well, I'll hold on to that. Vial. I don't know what it is. Can I attempt to determine what it is?
And try taking a sip to see what happens.
I don't think that's such a good idea. Well, if you stand over me with a Cure Light Wounds to shove down my throat in case...
She takes
Cure
a sip. Wounds,
what?
There we go.
She turns into that. Okay,
like,
yeah.
What?
I'll stick my tongue in it and
take
see
a sip. Heal 1 hit point. So hey. Cure Light Wounds broken.
Well, it heals. Can I drink some of that?
You're only down 2 hit points.
I'll drink the rest of it.
Yeah, but okay. When you have 8 to start off with.
You have.
I'm down to 8, but I have a total of 13.
Roll a
d8
for what?
D8 plus 3.
Plus 3?
Yeah. So 9.
Oh, well, that puts me back up to the top.
Are you going to give her a couple drops so that she can go back up?
Sure. There's a little bit left here in the vial.
Okay.
Oh, do you need one too?
I'll be fine. Thank you for your concern. But look at my shirt. Have to get it mended.
Well, I didn't bring a sewing needle with me. I'm sorry.
I considered it. But I don't care about your clothing that much.
Oh. We wanted to keep him with us. He's helpful.
He kills things good. He makes things dead good.
Don't
well,
worry.
He's not going to leave
she'll
us.
She'll write a song about you later.
The
yes,
heroics.
I'll write you a song.
And she won't mention your shirt. Other than that, it was beautiful.
That's fine.
Okay.
Onward!
I have
we have another goblin that's out there.
Somewhere.
Oh, yes.
So you guys go heading down the tunnel?
Yes.
Try running down the tunnel. You come around the corner, you see the goblin fumbling with a lock, with a key. Sees you guys, turns the key, opens the door, goes in, shuts the door, and you're...
All right. Well, you got strength.
Open that door.
Do the fencing.
Fezzer!
It's a 19.
Bam!
Door goes. And holds.
You want me to try?
Hold that!
I don't know what I'm holding.
Do it again! This time with the 90-12.
Bam! Ow!
Give me a try.
I'm doing worse now, so.
Let me try.
Oh.
You shall I? Your hand. Ow!
What are we rolling for this?
Strength check. Just roll a d20 and add your strength to it.
Well, she's like, let me try. And she goes, bam! Hits the door tag.
Flies off its hinges, hits the ground. She goes,
well, now.
Damn!
I didn't know you were that strong!
I'm an acrobat! What are you talking about?
After you! We're both like.
Did you mark the 20?
Yes.
Okay, good. The door is laying in the hallway, the goblin's looking, and you clearly hear him coming.
Oh shit!
As he turns around and runs down the hallway.
Do we shoot at him?
Yeah, go ahead. He's about 30 feet away, so.
I can't hit anything with a dagger.
Nope. 16?
Yeah, you'll hit him. What'd you roll?
Roll the 4.
Shot. Roll a d6. It's just a d6.
Oh.
Short bow only does a d6. 5. Fuck, he's like, ah! Ow! He's like hobbling because you hit him like right in the kidney. It's like, oh! Turns around, he's like, ah! Turns around and just keeps hobbling.
I'm gonna try to shoot him again.
Go ahead.
14.
Yeah, that'll hit him. He's like, fuck!
I'm just gonna walk towards him.
He's like hobbling slower now.
Hey. Bam!
Almost drag him. Go ahead.
19.
Yeah. Poof. Roll the damage.
6.
Yeah.
Thud.
He was the only one in there.
Backing back towards where they are. Here you are, ladies!
Well, it was more fun to shoot at him. I needed practice anyway.
Go retrieve my dagger.
You want to search him?
Okay. Fourteen.
You find 5 silver on him, and you find 1 small gem.
Okay.
It's green. Very pretty green. Ooh. Like a deep green. Like an emerald. Ooh. But it's obviously not an emerald.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll the price.
17.
You're not certain what the name of the gem is. It's not an emerald, but I can't remember the name of it myself. I keep wanting to say tourmaline, but tourmalines are pink.
Adventurine is green.
Adventurine, thank you. It's an adventurine. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
You're so helpful.
Malachite is also green.
Yeah, but in rough form, malachite is also gray. Until it's.
I only buy shiny rocks. I'm sorry.
It's adventuring. It's a clear green. Very pretty. It's probably worth about 5 gold. Not worth much, but it's very pretty. If it had been an emerald that size, it would have been worth like 2,000 gold. But because emeralds are rare,
you might be able to bluff somebody stupid into thinking it's an emerald.
Yeah, not any merchants from the town you guys live in.
Well, while we keep walking, I'm gonna move to the restroom.
Okay. So you guys search the body and throw it on the pile with the other 10 goblins. 11 goblins, actually.
They're evil.
They are evil. Well, should we look for some more? I feel perfectly fine. Except for the tripping on my face bit.
Everyone has their mistakes.
There's lots. Not
1 or 2 or 5.
May I have one, please? Dude, the dragon is attacking you. Okay, I guess it wants the cupcake, so we'll give it to you. It's like, you there, give me that.
That's
cupcake.
Why. I'm bigger than you.
So you say, Morphle.
So, is there any doors out of this room?
Yeah. It's actually just a hallway. But the hallway is to your right, off to your right. This place is a freaking maze.
That's why I was hoping we'd find a map.
What do you think? These guns just have time to sit around and make maps?
You never know.
This is their home. Like, they need a map of their home.
Exactly. But we'll go down the passageway.
Yep. We'll put her in the lead, since she's not here.
The cardboard cut out, moving it down the hallway.
We're hedge, move along.
That's strange. I don't remember ever having a hedge.
Remember having a hedgerow?
Weird. Just remember that. Say, you're not one of those kind of superheroes that's like, you know...
No. Wanna go get a beer or something? It's beer.
That comic was so funny.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I forgot about it.
It's a trick.
It's a trick. Get an axe.
Yes, I'm gonna grab the box and run out the door.
I will chase you.
Loving all over her.
It's like, I love you, I love you. I hate you, I love you.
No, he's just like, I love you, I love you, I love you. Pay attention to me. Now that you're paying attention to me, I ignore you. But I love you in the meantime. See? He's like, oh, she moved. Well, they put you in front. You're heading down a tunnel. Come
you've
to a room.
You've been doing so well.
Yes.
And the room's kind of glowing. You notice that there's like this moss that's kind of glowing. And there's a pool of water right in the middle of the room.
Oh, lovely.
I don't think I've heard
that
water.
Interesting.
Do you see anything with your wiggy eyes? Or is this fully lit?
Church?
It's lit from the...
From the torches.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Water. It's glowing from the moss, the lichen.
Oh, well.
Did you search the water? Go ahead. Next spot.
Glowing moss. Yeah. Fantastic.
8.
There's rocks and fish.
How observant.
so obviously things can live in this water.
Well, obviously not poisoned.
Fantastic.
Anybody else want to see? What are we looking for?
I'm just searching the water to see if there's anything in it.
20.
20? Unnatural? Hey, there's looks like a dagger or something down there.
Weapons are always
handy. I'm not getting these boots wet.
It's not that deep.
Yes, but there's water. You could ruin
my... I will
my
stick my finger in the water. Does it hurt?
No, it's kind of cold, but...
Okay.
No, it doesn't hurt.
The fish kind of go.
See?
The fish kind of go.
I will attempt to retrieve the dagger.
Okay. You grab the dagger. Okay, I need a fortitude check.
42.
Fortitude.
6. I die.
Nope, you don't die. But she grabs a dagger.
You explode.
She grabs a dagger. The water turns to ice, and she's covered with ice.
Uh-oh.
I start chiseling her out.
I'm
going to
go get my water.
In a bit more of a hurried fashion, of course.
You can see everything and hear everything, but you can't move. Meanwhile, as you guys are ready to start chipping her out,
yes.
A spear comes flying out of the darkness.
You
buggers!
Misses completely.
Whoa!
And you see these fish things creeping with spears. Make a burbling sound. They're like
burbling as they found. Okay.
Oh well.
They're like
head
burble 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 burble.
Oh.
They go. Murlocs.
They're not murlocs. They're sahguins, but
murlocs, right?
Yeah. But yes, I need initiative. That's a 6.
Oh. 8.
Even? There's 4 of them if you have.
But no, no. I have 1 side window.
That's fine.
If I can pull out the range, what do you do?
Becca's frozen here. You're here. Ethan's there.
That's what they look like.
That works. And they're over here. Each one of those squares constitutes as 5 feet, just so you know.
Okay.
My mighty initiative is a 12.
And before we go on a... Wow, 21.
Whoa! Hot damn, I feel minty fresh.
The first thing you notice about these guys when you see them is they're very emaciated. And, like, you can count their ribs and stuff, which is not normal for them.
So they're hungry.
Yeah. It looks like they've been starving, like they haven't been getting enough food, because even Sahaguin won't lower themselves to eating goblins. They have standards by God, and they will stick to them. First, Sahaguin looks at you, burbles, and throws its spear at you.
Okay.
And it hits.
Ow!
For 3 points of damage. Horus, get away from that door.
Ow! Okay.
The other three advance. 5, 10, 15. One moves there. And then 5, 10, well, 5, 10, 15, 20. There's one in front of you as well. And the third one moves up to here. So you can just get 3 more models. This one was the one that threw its thing at you. Stays there. This one moves over here. Dude, nice lizardman models. That one? It's really cool looking.
Okay, sorry.
You're frozen, so you can't act this round.
Okay. Well, I figured.
You'll make a fortitude check this round. And
that was the best time to use the restroom was while I was frozen.
Yeah. You'll make a fortitude check at the end of the round. If you actually make it, you'll break out of the ice. Actually, you'll need to make a strength check. I'm sorry.
A strength check?
Yeah, because you're frozen in ice. Just any miniature will do, Ethan. That's fine. We need one more.
One more? I thought there were just 3.
There's 4.
4 of them?
Yeah. One threw a spear at you and the other 3 moved out.
Got another one of those. Burble, 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 burble. Burble, burble, burble.
Okay. The one on you, Rachel, attempts to attack you.
Okay.
And he misses. The one on Ethan attempts to stab him with the spear. Attempts to stab at you.
Uh-huh.
You dodge out of the way, and he stabs himself in the foot. 3 points of damage.
Don't be fighting. Not goblins.
The one in front of you, the one moved in front of you, looks at you and taps the ice and burbles and looks at you because you look like you're weak and attempts to stab you. And will miss because I can't roll worth a shit suddenly. It's like, aha, I get a natural one. Aha, I get a 5. Aha, I get a 3. Huh. Okay.
I can deal with that.
Ethan, it's your turn now.
She's frozen in place.
Yeah, she's frozen in ice. She's covered in ice.
Yeah, but she's frozen in place. Yeah. I mean, she's frozen to the ground.
She's frozen right there.
With my hand in the pool of water.
Yeah.
I will try to skewer the one in front of me. And probably not skewer the one in front of me with a 12.
No. He manages to parry it away.
And I will free five back and take a swig of the healing potion.
Okay.
I just inhaled that.
Oh, honey.
Woo!
Okay. That's Ethan's turn.
Rachel? I attack this
guy. You attack him? Okay. Roll the hit.
20.
That'll hit. Roll your damage.
This one?
Yep.
Oh.
4 points. He's not dead, but you did wound him.
Okay.
He goes, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Is that you? Is that you?
No, Cthulhu is... There's... Okay, Becca, it's the end of the round. I need you to make a strength check, see if you can break out of the ice.
20.
You sit there and you go... The ice shatters the one in front of you goes... Rawr.
Do I still have the dagger in my hand?
Yeah. And it's glowing black.
Stab.
And you sense...
Glowing black with stabbing power.
Yep.
Okay.
Now I need you to roll initiative.
Can I toss it on the ground behind me?
Yeah. Sure.
13.
Okay. Alright, top of the round. The fourth one moves up. Right here. 10, 15, 20. And we'll attempt to attack.
Me?
Yeah. And we'll miss. One in front of you attempts to hastily attack you because you just shocked him by coming out of freezing. And we'll miss with a 2. The one on you attempts to attack. What's your armor class?
16.
Yeah, no. The one on Ethan... Of course, rolls an 18.
It does move up.
Oh. Yeah, moves up. Well, then I'll re-roll because I didn't. 5.
If he moves up, she'll get an attack on him.
Yeah. Attack him.
Yes, sir.
If she hits, he actually can't move.
22?
No, he still moves.
That'll hit.
He just gets jabbed.
11.
Yeah, he dies.
He's like, ah! 11. His corpse moves forward and lurches forward.
And falls to the ground dead. Wonderful. Alright, well, that's the end of that thing's portion. That poor thing's turn.
Are these like your race?
No, these things are supposed to look like this. This is a Sahaguin. They look like fish guys, and they go purple.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't have enough models for them, so we're using lizard.
Yeah, I only have one Sahaguin.
Because they're a pain in the ass to get.
Yeah, that's our magic.
So, actually, Becca goes first because her initiative's higher than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Ha! So. I'm a killing spree. I'm attacking this one
killing
right here.
Killing spree.
Whoa, oh.
That one's already dead.
Roll it again, somewhere where you're not killing things. That's a hit.
Yeah. 6, 9.
9. It's not dead, but it certainly doesn't look happy. Okay, now it's your turn, Ethan.
Moving up. Actually, I'll go ahead and just charge that dude since he's still up. 22 to hit him.
That'll hit.
Bless
you.
Thank you.
For a mighty 8 points of damage.
And he's dead. So that was the one you attacked, right?
Yes.
Yes, because he
he's
moved
dead.
Up and...
Rachel, it's now your turn to defend yourself.
Defend me!
Okay.
That's not defending.
That's
Does
okay.
she have any songs she can sing for us?
Yeah. But... If she wants to break out something and roll concentration checks every round and keep from getting squashed by the bad guys. But yeah.
Well, she could always hold back, too.
These guys have advanced up to close range. If she moves back, more than likely they're going to follow her, but...
I was just curious, since I don't get
healing spells yet. I didn't know if she's still...
She doesn't get any healing spells until level 2.
I don't think she
gets
any spells for a little while.
Well, she has zero level spells.
Oh, yeah.
But no healing spells. You don't get any healing spells till level 2, second level bard spells, which is like level 6. Which I think is kind of retarded, but that's just the way things go. So, actually, if you want, you can look at your spells for level 0 and see if you want to cast a spell. You'll just have to make a concentration check.
Okay.
And you might get an attack of opportunity.
How many guys are left?
Two.
One on you and...
Well, she'll know for future combats.
Yeah. And, of course, I can't find
it. If I do a spell, does it take up that spell, or can I do it whenever?
You only have 2 spells that you can cast at 0 level.
Okay.
So you have 2 slots. So
I can cast 2 spells a day right now.
Yeah. And you know 4. So out of your 0 level spells, you have Dancing Lights, Daze, Detect Magic, Flare, Ghost Sound, No Direction, Light, Lullaby, Magic Hand, Mending, Message, Open Close, Prestidigitation. Yeah, all these spells suck.
They're bard spells, what do you want?
Yeah.
They're 0 level spells.
Yeah, they suck. My god, all the bard spells suck.
What does she get first level?
Welcome to the life of a bard.
Next level. What the hell? Ooh, a first level bard spell. Comprehend languages. Detect secret doors. That might be useful. Yeah, your spells stink, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm looking at going,
she's having nothing. More fun stabbing.
Yeah. There's nothing useful.
Stab thing.
She's wanted to stab thing.
You missed. And that's the end of that round. Back up to the top. There's the 2 guys left.
Steffi.
No, not you.
But I rolled a natural 20. Besides, I thought I was back up. I was at the top now.
No, they're at 21. You're on 13.
Can I keep my 20?
No. The Sahag went on you attempts to attack you. You have to wait your turn.
You told me I was at the top.
At the top of them.
Yeah?
Them. Not
fine.
The monsters. You want to send him to attack you, attempts actually manages to hit you with the spear.
Okay.
Does 5 points of damage.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. A sudden shock as he manages to spear you quite well right in the side with that sharp stick.
You cheeky little monkey.
The other one is on you, attempts to attack you. And I don't think a 13 is going to do it.
No.
Okay, so he misses. Now it is your turn.
16.
That'll hit.
6.
He's not dead, but he is certainly hurting.
I'll freeze step over there to stab the one trying to kill her.
Okay.
And fail miserably. Aha! I meant to do that.
Moral support.
It's your turn.
Like, no, this 14. Is how you stab.
14 will miss, unfortunately. Back up to the top. See, that one sees you try to stab him, looks at you with a glint in his eyes, and attempts to stab you back.
Okay.
I don't think a 4 is going to cut it. The other one attempts to attack you. I don't think a 2 is going to cut it. Okay, 13.
Okay.
Even?
21.
Hit.
So maybe with a 10 points of damage.
Yeah, dead. He kills the one in front of you.
Okay.
So there's one left. So you can move up, take a free 5, which is a 5-foot step, and attack that one if you so wish.
Oh. 8. Nope, you need a new d20.
Here, use this one. This one is scary. That's the one I kept getting 20s on against you guys. So that usually rolls really well for me. So there's one guy left. He doesn't look too good. He looks at you guys, and...
There is no running in this game.
There are more if you need them.
Okay.
He throws down a vial or something, and smoke goes... and clouds your visions, make you guys cough. And when the smoke clears, he's gone. But the bodies of his 3 friends are still there.
The dagger.
Dagger is still there on the ground.
Detect evil.
It's glowing black. Yes, it's evil.
That's an evil dagger. I don't know if I would touch it if I were you guys.
Search one of the bodies.
Can I appraise
search
it?
Yeah.
10.
You're going to pull it out of a sheath?
Yeah.
Okay, make a will power check. Will power save.
Oh, what's that?
Will power save, right there.
Okay.
It would be...
And
plus 2.
2 plus your wisdom.
18. She has no wisdom. You feel anger for a second, and then it just kind of
fades. Again! Not so
good. pull the dagger out. Make an appraise check now.
Oh, wait, this is the one I'm not supposed to
I'll help you search bodies.
Oh, 11.
Very nice, high craftsmanship, obviously magical. Probably fetch a pretty penny to the right person, but you're not sure how much. Maybe 50, maybe 50 gold, which is not bad for a dagger. What do you think?
Okay.
You guys search bodies?
Yep.
What'd you guys get?
10.
16.
Becca, you find a small money pouch. You're not sure. It consists of several silver coins, a couple copper coins, and maybe a couple gold coins, but you're not going to dump it out to check it. Ethan, you find a sharp pointy stick.
Aha!
Do I put the dagger down or do you put the dagger down?
You can keep it. I don't want to touch it.
You can put it in your backpack. Magic evil dagger.
It's obviously evil and should be destroyed.
Or sold to the highest bidder.
As long as I don't have to touch it again.
Onward!
Don't touch
what?
It. Does PG
it's
stand
evil.
For like what it would be worth?
What page?
Page side.
Page. It's on.
So if you need to look up the information on it, you can just look.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's stupid because no one ever looks up the stuff. They know what most of the equipment is like. Yeah, it's a flask of oil. What's a flask of oil? It's a liquid material that you can ignite to cause fire. I don't need a description of it. Thank you.
We have now found out that it's entirely useful.
Cool. Yeah. So is the alchemist fire. Thank you.
I don't want to stay on the chair, yes.
So we still haven't found your whatchamacallit.
No, let's keep going.
Eye of Sylvis.
Alright, onward!
You guys proceed forward?
Yes.
Do we know what the Eye of Sylvis is? Is
this it room
a gemstone, or is it an amulet? We don't know.
It's a diadem.
Do we know what it does?
It
sees the future.
Foretells the future, which is ironic, because I was talking earlier about how I first saw my future, and I was 200 years from now, I was evil.
Well, good thing I won't be alive to see that day.
Yes, that would be unfortunate.
Yes, it would.
Onward!
There are no exits out of this room except the way you came in.
Alright, back the way we came in. We have those two other passages to go down anyway. From way back when.
Yep.
Alright, let's go back.
You guys head all the way back and take another passage.
Yes.
Straight.
So you went left, so you guys are going straight now?
Yes. We'll go to the center one, yes.
You're going to the center. Okay, you guys head down that way and dead ends. Very quickly. Into a wall.
Okay.
Search the wall.
Great idea.
With a 4. Nope, it's a wall.
It's a wall.
You have elfish skills.
This is definitely
skills.
A wall.
I search the wall,
yeah, you get a bonus to
yeah,
search.
I think you get a plus 2.
Plus 1.
A bonus.
3.
She's happy.
Oh, that's right. Plus 1. A bonus to your search.
Re-roll that, because you got...
Oh, wait, I'm rolling the wrong one. I'm supposed to roll that one. Oh, 3.
We're on the ground!
We're on the ground! Holy shit, where's the sun?
Right
we're making a left turn!
Oh.
Okay. Okay, anybody else want to search?
Oh, sure.
I poked the wall with a pointy stick. Wall.
It's a wall.
All right, onward.
Doesn't seem like it has any switches or anything.
Back the way we came.
Down the last passageway.
Down the last.
Enters into a giant room.
Search.
Okay. Yeah, look around.
I'll search one wall.
11.
Okay. You find a couple passageways. There's like two passageways on one wall. Off to the left from where you entered in.
Okay. Look, over here.
Three. Look, a crack.
Very funny.
Alright. Hey, excellent.
Did you search?
Yes, 19.
19? You find a chest.
Poke
the lock.
Oh, sorry.
Wrong kind of chest.
Dagger out. Poke the lock.
Make a reflex save.
19.
Needle comes out at your hand. You jump back and it falls.
Ha!
Not this time.
You gonna try to force the lock?
Yes.
Okay.
22.
Okay, you force the lock.
Plink.
Open it up.
Who needs a rope?
Reflex check.
5.
Boom!
Ha!
Back about 7 feet. About 7 feet. You take You take 7 points of damage from the explosives that were packed in there.
Wow.
What did you do?
Found something. I'm okay.
All right, I'll go look at the chest.
Yeah, it's got definitely what looks like a couple of rubies, which are worth a good deal of money.
I'll take one.
There appears to be a sword of some sort. It's about that long. Very thin blade. In there.
What kind of, is it a rapier or a longsword?
Not a longsword. Longsword is, short sword's only 18 inches long. This is about this long. It's a little bit longer than a short sword. About the length of his rapier. But it's a very thin, straight blade.
Come staggering back up.
Should I appraise it? Like a long sword for a small person?
No, it's not a long sword. It's obviously made for a medium-sized person. The hilt's the right size.
Straight blade and stuff?
Yeah. It's a foil.
Ooh.
Would you like it?
I would.
What, I know anything about weapons? Would I be able to determine?
You know it's a foil.
Probably about the same thing I'm using.
Yeah, it's a slightly thinner blade than what he's using, but it's also slightly longer.
There's can detect magic.
Yes, she can. You want to cast your... It's a zero-level spell.
You don't have to.
You do not blow me across the room.
Okay. Just say you're going to detect magic on it.
I'm going to detect magic.
Okay, you want to use zero-level spell, so you have one left. Okay. And you detect magic, and it is glowing. Slightly. So it's not super magical, but it is magic. One of the rubies is glowing. There's two sapphires in there, and there's something glowing. You can see a glow, but there's nothing else in the box. It looks like it's under like where the chest is.
Okay, I moved the chest.
Nothing under the chest. You move the chest, you look, and it's still glowing. It's glowing in the bottom of the chest, but
I think the bottom of this chest is open. Can I open it?
I'm not poking around in that thing anymore. It tried to kill me.
Twice.
Whoa.
Be careful.
Oh yeah, you find it.
Okay.
There's a hidden panel. You press you pull on the lining here, on the front of the chest, and there's actually two little buttons that you press.
Okay.
Press both of them. You hear a clicking sound, and the bottom panel slides to the side, and you see a bag, and it's glowing, and it's kind of a rectangular shape.
Okay. I open it.
Yep. You open it up, and there's a book inside.
Ooh.
And it's when you pull it out of the bag, it's going a lot.
What's in the book?
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.